Matzit, Shemba El Askar, Achas, Omra Tayra of Hoyal Mitzke Talmud. So also, Kavachem the Tvilin, they have Askar as Harbe, Alachas Kam Vekamo. So Mela, he'll remember. Since there are so many Askaras, so he'll be Midker Dochalu, and he won't forget, that he's wearing it to carry down on Shabbos. Tyson Yuma, Sakasha, that how can you make a Kavachem from the Tzitz? That from the Tzitz, which has one Askara, he has to be Mashmash Talmud, so Kolshkin Tvilin. By the Tzitz, the Askara is Begolui. And by the Tvilin, the Askaras are covered. So what's the Kavachemer? It's a Percha on the Kavachemer. So Tyson Yuma says it wasn't a real Kavachemer. It was only a Kavachemer with Rabbanon. It's a Svara. It's just a Svara that since there are so many Askaras, so they would be Misakin that a person should be Mamashmash on it. It's not Mamash a Klara Rai from the Tzitz, but it's a Svara with Rabbanon. That if by the tzitz a person is a chiyuv minatayra that he has to be mashmash, so kolshkein by tefillin have a lot of askaras. L'chayr it's mashmash from the kashya that he has that there's a chiluk that the shame is begoli or not, that should make a chiluk for the shame is begoli. It's mashmash that the chiyuv to be mashmash is al stichdush of the askaras. So that's why Tosfos says that there should be a chiluk because the askara there is megula and the askaras in the tefillin are mechusa. The Rambam says that the reason why a person has to be mashmash in his tefillin is because the kedusha of the tefillin. He doesn't say because there are a lot of haskaras in the tefillin. The Rambam says because the kedusha of the tefillin. The Brisker Rav was medayik that lefizeh won't be shver kotaisus kasha. That the haskaras, the haskara of the tzitz is megula and the haskaras on the tefillin are mechusa. Lefizeh the Rambam is that the fact that the tzitz has an haskara in it is what gives it a chashiva that you have to be mashmish. So kolshke in the tefillin, which have a lot of haskaras in them, the tefillin have more kedusha. But the din mishmush is not out to the askara itself. It's out to the kedusha of the tzitz and kolshke in the kedusha of the tefillin. The brisk, but the lechayra is fair because even in Tosfos adds some kasha. Lechayra, if the chiyuv mishmush was out to the shame, so what's the difference that there are a lot of shemus? Each shame is mechayva askara, is mechayva mishmush. So a shame is mechayva mishmush. So here each shame is mechayva mishmush, but it's not a bigger chiyuv mishmush. The fact that the whole fact that we're saying that there's a bigger chiyuv mishmush on tefillin more than tzitz because there's a lot of shemus, the chayv minei ubei is muchach like the Rambam. That's because there's a lot of because it makes more of a kedusha in the tefillin. If we're just down in mitzad the shame itself, so then so then what's the kavu chayim? Because a lot of shemus. Each shame is mechayv by itself. It must be that the kavu chayim is mitzad the kedusha in the tefillin. So then especially like that from the Etzem Gemara. So then Tosfos and Yuma, they ask the Kasha that there the shame is Megula. It must be that Tosfos is tining that a shame Megula gives more of a Kedusha in the Tzitz itself, and the Memela not in the Tvilin themselves. And the Briskov is saying that maybe the Ram holds, that's not a Svara to say that whether the shame is Megula or Mechusa should make an Afkamina in the Kedusha of the Tzitz or the Tvilin. Well, from the Gemara, Minei Obey, it's before that we were handling else the Kedusha of the Tzitz, Kedusha of the Tvilin. The Gemara says that in Chananya, Chananya Omer Chayv on the Mashmash Begod of Erev Shabbos Mechashecha. Omer Vyayis Hulchse Rapsi Le Shabbos. The Chiv Mishmash Begod Meshulchan Aruch Tzim Reish Lun Beis Siv Zayin. The Mechaber brings down the Mitzvah Le Mashmash Begod of Erev Shabbos Mechashecha. So Be'er Lachas Ma'ir, that's also the Lashon, the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch say Mitzvah. And the Gemara said Chayv. The Chayv Mitzvah is just Mashmash, like, it's a good thing, it's a Mitzvah, but not Mamash a Chiv Gomer. So Be'er Lachas says, L'maisa, it's a little bit different than what the case in Shulchan Aruch and the case in the Gemara. The Gemara over here, the Mishnah is talking about that when he's going outside and it's the Isser of the Mishnah. In the Mishnah, the Mishnah said there's an Isser to go outside when he's holding a chavitz before Shabbos. Even though it's before Shabbos, still it's also to go outside when he's holding a chavitz because maybe he'll forget and he'll be going outside with it on Shabbos. So Chayr, it's Menduik in the Mishnah that the only thing that's Mamish Aser is when he's holding the Chayfetz in his hand, two things, that he's holding in his hand and he's going outside. But not where he's just sitting in his house and he doesn't know if he has anything in his pocket. It's not Mashma, it's Mashma from the Mishnah that there is no such Iser. So it could be that the Rishayim, the Torah, and the Shulchan Aruch, they understood from the Mishnah, it's Menduik in the Mishnah, that this Chiyuv, that Chanani, even though Chanani used the Lashon of Chiyuv, but it can't be a Chiyuv Gomer. Because Mashma from the Mishnah, that the whole Iser was only when he's holding something and when he's going outside. So that's why they changed it to a Lashon of Mitzvah. It's only a mitzvah mashmish even though he's not going outside and even though he doesn't know if he has something in his pocket. The Gra makes a different chiluk. The Gra says that Chananya is talking about Imcha Sheikha. The Lashon of Chananya was Imcha Sheikha's mashmish right around Shkia, mamish close to Shkia. So that's a much bigger chashash. Masha'inkin, the din in Shulchan Aruch was talking about mitzvah mashmish. Erev Shabbos is talking about earlier. It's not talking about Dafka Imcha Sheikha mamish. The Rambam Taka says the Lashon of the Gemara, Chayv lamashmish, and he says Imcha Sheikha. The Torah in Shulchan Aruch don't say Lashon Imcha Sheikha. They say Erev Shabbos. So they're talking about, earlier it's just a mitzvah. If he was a mashmish earlier already, then he doesn't have to be mashmish right before Shkia either, because he already knows he was already mashmish. He was mevarech if he has anything in his pocket.
Then they should have brought him the halacha of chayvan or mashmish.
If he didn't. Since they said mitzvah mashmish earlier, I don't know. The Magen Avraham says he also has to check his belt in a place where the Rogel carry things in their belts. So he has to check the belt. So Prima Gonim Tain is that even in places where they carry things in belts, but it's not mamish a regular derech hoitzah that it's going to be chayiv on that. So the chayiv would only be a drabonon. So if he doesn't even know if he has something in his belt, he should have to go check. You don't say self drabonon lekula. So Prima Gonim says you have to say it was motzui. It was motzui to have things in their belt. Since it was Matsui, even Vaidi says that it's Bakal, the Efshar Levuri. It's Efshar Levar Bakal. So then, even on a Sophic Rabbon, we say Hishmi Mavar. So the Mishabura says, the Shartzin, he says this also, Gabi, even if we'll say that we don't have Rishasa Rabbims, the Raisa, it's only a Carmelis. We don't have Shishim Ribai. So even if there was only a Carmelis, still there'd be a Chiyuv. And we don't say it's only a Sophic Rabbon, even if he would have something, he doesn't know if he has anything. And even if it would have, it would only be a Rabbon because it's only a Carmelis. Since it's Efshar Levar Bakal, he'd be Mukhuiv Dim Mavar. The Ramban we spoke of yesterday. And Rava, the yesterday's daf, Rava said that we don't make a gzera l'gzera. And the Ramban said that even though we make a karmelis like Rishos Rabban Mamish, but not legabi gzera. Only legabi hoitzoy is like a melachah shentzich legufa or something. We make more a karmelis. The Ramban was mashed with gzera, it's not. I guess you still have to say after the Arab Kal, we're still in the chayiv. The Gemara says that they asked the Levakras Achelim Nachem Aveilim on Shabbos. Besil Matiran. The Gemara says that when he's Mavakar, you say a different nusach. Shabbos Yimelizak, Rafu Akravi Lavai. So far from the Chsam Seifer, what's the Rafu Akravi Lavai? He said that on Shabbos, during the week, they have the Mespal for Achelim and Rafainu. But on Shabbos, you don't have Rafainu, but the only place to mention Achelim is in the bracha of the second bracha in Shemoneh Esay, the Mechaya Mason, that we say that Hashem, the Lashon of Shavach, Hashem is Raifei Achelim. So the vice versa, the koyach of the refuah on Shabbos comes from the shavach of the raifei chaylon. So there, that's a krayvelava. It's even earlier. It comes faster. Mora says that different the schois for the bigger chaylon. Hamokim yirachem alecho. Even though it's also to be mispaled mevakish makoshes on Shabbos, right? The kubri rebu the marshal's masber. The rebu holds that lashon of hamokim yirachem alecho is not so much a lashon of makoshes. And the Al Chayil Yisrael, Rabbi says, "I'm looking around for B'Say Chayil Yisrael." Taisa has a kasha that the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says that's big machlokes if when the din is when the ikur din and the chesim of the din Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and Rabbi Yosi says it's Kol Yoyim, and the Gemara says commandments lean on in that we say bakoshas now during the year. I lechayir the din was nixar in person from Rosh Hashanah already. What's going to be the whole year? So the Gemara says it's like Rabbi Yosi that we daven the whole year is like Rabbi Yosi. So Taisa asked from this Gemara that here we're saying that you daven. They daven for a chayla. The Gemara there says only for your B.I.C. you daven the whole year. So Taisa has one teretz that the Gemara here is talking about Shabbos Shuvah. It's only talking about Shabbos Shuvah the rest of the year and not. Taisa has another teretz that we go like Rabbi Yitzchok. Rabbi Yitzchok says, Yofa tzoka lo adam ben kaitim gzardin ben lachar gzardin. That tzoka helps. The pasha tefillah maybe not, but the tzoka helps. That's all the tefillahs that we daven the whole year. It's any of a tzoka. Tyson Rosh Hashanah says another teretz. Tyson says, interesting teretz, he says that you can't be mispalel, a person can't be mispalel shlo yechle. He can only mispalel once a person got sick to get better. Because that's it's nigzar Rosh Hashanah is if he's going to get sick. But to get better, that's not. So Yavitz says, there's a Mufurshe Gemara in Avot Zara that says the Yisurim are in the Mona B'shlechusam B'shvoason, that the Banshul is goyzer exactly when it's going to come, when it's going to go away. It's before over there that the Banshul is goyzer also when it's going to go away. It's before the Gemara in Avot Zara, Dafnun Hey. So Yaivet says the Chiddush that the Gemara of Vaitzar means that it's nigzar when they're going to go away, that they'll come, they'll be in 2 weeks, whatever, that's going to go away. But not that it won't go away earlier. That's not nigzar. That's what Tais meant in Rosh Hashanah. It's nigzar when it's going to go away, but to die, you could still daven that could go away earlier. That's not nigzar in Rosh Hashanah. That person could daven the whole year. That's what Tais in Rosh Hashanah meant. Tais in Rosh Hashanah says, not that it's a tefillah rabbim. That the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah said that gzar din is not nikra, but gzar din of a rabbim could be nikra the whole year. So the Taish says, what's over here? He's going talking about Stam. He went into being Mevakar Chayla. But that's the pshat that we say, V'al Chayla Yisrael. So it becomes a Tfilos Rabbim. When he says, V'chay Yisrael Chayla Yisrael, so that becomes a Tfilos Rabbim. And that's the whole year. A person could have that the whole year.
According to the Taish's first Teretz, then the Shabbos Shuvah, Then
the whole year. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Gemara here is not getting into that shaila, and if you're Yehuda, you're gonna have to say Shabbos Shuvah. Yeah. The Gemara said it was because he tiru lenachem avelim levakir chaylim b'Shabbos. So Mishvur says, if someone didn't go during the week to go punkt on Shabbos, if he to schedule it for Shabbos, he shouldn't schedule it for Shabbos. But lemaisu yold it's mutter. Lemaisu yold it's mutter to be mevakir and to be menachem on Shabbos also, with a shinu nusach. To say Shabbos yimil anachem, Shabbos yimil lezayk. So that's only for a chayil shesh b'sakana. It could be sakana tayyayim. Even some say Rashi says the pshat why it was because sheitiru is because they're mitzdar when they go to mevakir chayil b'nachem oval. So they're mitzdar. So that's supposed to be mitzdar on Shabbos. The Rif says a lashon that Rashi brings in the Rif that koshem yizayk that they're mitzval that Hashem should rachem on them. And bakoshas are also on Shabbos. That's why it's because sheitir levaker because it's also to be mispal. And maybe they're going to be mispal. Lachar means a regular tefillah because the Gemara here is saying to say Shabbos and Melizik is mutter, but we're afraid they're going to be zoyik, a regular tzalka on Shabbos, and that's also on Shabbos. The Gemara says different schlois that used to say to be mevaker. So the Gemara says that Rabbi Loza used to say lashon. That's Lashon Arami. So where it says, okay, you can't be misbal, Al Yisharim Sarkhub Lashon Arami. The Mepharshim back, they say that the ones who understood Lashon HaKadosh, he said, and the ones who understood Arami, so he said to them, Rachmani Yad Kirnach L'Sholom. So the Gemara asked that, Al Yisharim Sarkhub Lashon Arami, and Rabbi Yechon said, Kol HaShol Sarkhub Lashon Arami, Ein Malach HaSharas Neskakin Loi, because Ein Malach HaSharas Makirim Lashon Arami. So Tais has kashas that we see places where the Malachim didn't understand the other Lashoinus. Some Shad is Arami is different. But other Mepharshim say that Lashon Arami, that they do, not they don't understand, the Emakir means they won't be bring up the Tefillah. Not that they don't understand, they do understand it, but they won't bring up the Tefillah when it's Lashon Arami. Tais Rosh says, Yoidin vein ein choshim boy. That's Lashon of Emakir. Some Sefer says they won't bring it up to their Banish Lam, the cross is similar. The Maskil of David asked the kasha. From David Pardo, the Chaste David on the Tesefta, he asked the Kasha that L'chor it's Muchach that they even understand Machshava. So if they even understand Machshava, so it's the Lashon that he said, they understand Machshava. So he brings some Meram Chagiz, that's Mechalik, that there's different stages of Machshava, there's different subconscious till the Machshava comes out. He says the Machshava that's in the Kloyo, they don't know, but Machshava that's in the Leiv, that they do know. When the Machshava is still in the Kloyo, it's a different Darga of the. In the formulation of it before it becomes a deeper, before it's even a full machshava, so that they don't know. And here it's talking about the word that says that you know machshava, that's a machshava belev. But yes, Akasha, the maskil David asked on this Ram Chagiz, that says, Boichin Liboy, it's mashma, some places it says, Boichin Liboy Sashem, that even the belev is mashma, only the Baruch Shalom knows. The Gemara says that the Shechina is Lamal Mera Shoysef Shal Chayla. Some dan, if a person could do a Bikr Chaylim or a Nichma Velim, by Bikr Chaylim, so here, could they do it derech a telephone or a letter, Skype? So it's all different. You don't even in it. But one prat, they say that's the mile of davening in front of the Chayla. One of the inyonim of Bikr Chaylim, one of the Iker inyonim of Bikr Chaylim is to daven for the Chayla. And there's a mile of davening in front of the Chayla. One mile guy is, you don't have to say the name in front of the Chayla. It's better not to be masked in the name. We don't have to mention the name because Meyer, it could be Meyer Kitchuk if you mention the name. And another ma'ala, it's because the shchinah is the ma'ala mashayis of shalchayla. So if the shchinah is, so the davening and the mocham of the shchinah is a ma'ala. So that's another reason why it's better if a person can't. So he could send a letter, he could call, but if he could be, he could do it in person. There's a ma'ala in person. This is one of the ma'alas of a bikur in person, is also the tefillah in front of the shchinah. The Gemara says, the Mishnah talked about that you can't read Lara Ner on Shabbos. So the Gemara said, afilu, Rabbi says, afilu gvoy shtei koimus. Even if the Ner is very high up, there's no chashash amiyata, it's still also. L'chor, it's a light plug. L'chor, even though there's no chashash amiyata, they made a light plug.
I don't want to be about it.
So the place can ask that there are other dinim that we find over here, places where we find where Mekel, and they didn't make a light plug. The Bach asks that the Mechalik, Adam Choshuv, the Gemara makes a chilik, there's no chashash, he's not usually mata and Ner, so there's no chashash, or two people where someone's going to masker him. And here the Gemara is saying, I feel Gvayish Shtei Kaimis, that they did make a light plug, and there we find different kulas, and they didn't say light plug. So Bach says, because by the other ones, it's a klara chiluk. There's a shear that two people does not chashash or mchashuv. So it's a klara zach. Mashenkein over here, shtei koyim is going to be nosatot vrech l'shiurim to say exactly what the shear is. Someone is taller, someone is shorter. So there, they we say a loy plug. The Taz has a chiluk. The mitzad the ner they made a loy plug. But mitzad when it's an outside factor that'll stop there stop him from being mata. Because of where the ner is higher up, lower down, that they said loy plug on the ner. It doesn't make a difference what kind of ner, where the ner is, they weren't mechalik. But when it's mitzad, the person that he won't come to be mata, there we have a svar to say he won't be mata because he's on mechashav for two people. So there they didn't make a loy plug. But Allah says, what then if he'll tie his hands? That he's going to read, he'll close his tie his hands, so then he'll be mutter. That kasher, that's mutter, make on Shabbos, and Eva, whatever. Beis Halevi is mekel, if it's someone else's ner, he doesn't have a right to be mata the ner. So there that he doesn't have a right to be mata, then it's mutter for him to be kari lara there. Is that mitzad the ner? That's mitzad the person. The taz is chilek. Would you say like the Beis Halevi? That one's a ner that's not his. Is that mitzad because he wouldn't do it? Or that's because this is a ner that he can't be mata. It's mitzad him. Then the taz would be maskim. The taz is saying something that's mitzad him. It's mutter.
It's Shabbos also. He can't do it. If it's another person's, he can't do it. If it's Shabbos, he can't do it.
They made a gzeira on Shabbos, then maybe he's going to do it. So why shouldn't they make a gzeira with another iser? I don't remember. I think the Beis Levi had a riot at that age. I don't remember. I don't know. The Gemara says that the Braisa, the Gemara says that he was Kara of the Hitor, Bikash Latos, and he said, Kamuk Doilum Divir Chachomim, that they said, Lo Yikalar Aner.
Could be for another person. He's got them all the time. Shabbos is just...
Just on Shabbos, that's something you'll forget. Yeah. Maybe. Yeah, here.
Should be bottle all the time.
Yeah. The Gemara says that he was bikish lahatois, and so he said, kamak doyel divr chacham, that they said, lo yikra lor aner. So what's up, Shana? The kamak doyel divr chacham, the Merzchias brings in the Gro. It means that the Mishnah as opposed to their Braisa. The Braisa said that he can't be Karl aner Koshem Yata. So it says Shem Yata. So he said, start making Cheshbainas. I'm not going to be Mata. So he thought he's on Mechosh. He's not going to be Mata. So then but he ended up, it was Bikish Lahatois. And I'm shaking the Mishnah, just says, lo yikra lor aner. Just to say the Isser, without giving the Cheshbainas, it's also cause this, cause that. Then the person will start saying, why by him won't apply. That's what it means. Kamu gedolim divrei chacham that they just said lo yikra lor aner. Where it says they wrote on his pinkus, and he Shmuel ben Elisha was kar v'hito, so it's going to be born by some mikdash. He'll bring a chatos shmeino. So they ask elchar. He said parshas chatos. He said parshas chatos kilo hikriv. So he's going to have to bring a chatos shmeino. So they fade tire on the as the kasha. So the answer is that the chelik the coin is supposed to get that he's still missing it, that the coin is not getting his chelik. So yes, Rabbi Shmuel himself was a coin. So Shmuel ben Elisha coin got he was a coin, so the coin keeps it himself. So I can even vater on his chelik. So it's another tarot. It says kibul kara legavi the kapara, but not legavi tzayf the chiv etzem chiv chatos. It's not mamash chatos. He didn't bring a chatos.
Right after karbanos, we say he wrote some shibud meis
hamikdash. Still want to bring a mamash? It's not the same thing. Yeah. Why do you say l'chibon beis hamikdash? He'll bring a chata shmeino. The what? He was going gadol.
He was
a korban. The Shita L'Ram says that when he says l'chibon beis hamikdash, means dafka is going to be nivne biyomov, because it's not nivne biyomov, then it's like a chata shmeisu ba'alel. Now he was already mischayev to bring the chatos, and now he dies, so it's like a chata shmeisu ba'alel. It's a big chiddush. No, he wasn't mafresh it. He wasn't even say he was mischayev that he's going to bring a chatos shmeino. Plus, there's another horror. There's a Chazanish learns that he wrote on his pinkus that he was kar v'hita. Why did he write kar v'hita? Why didn't he just write he's chayev chatos? Why does he have to write the story? So Chazanish says because it's machlokes if avar lav yotzos avar l'chalak yotzos. So it's going to be totally then what they're going to pass. Because you have to write down why he was chayev, and then when they come, they'll say, okay, are you chayev or not? And then it'll be chayev. So Chazanish is learning the whole his chayevus is only going to come l'chshibon beis hamikdash. There was no chiv yet.
Otherwise, could be as Shita said, you could bring Kabbalas now, just we don't know where.
I couldn't even have
bias. So if we would find out where, he could bring it now. But this way, he can bring it now. This doesn't decide.
There's a Tyson Yvonne that asks Takal, if he's the one who says, Havar Lulav Yotos, so then. So why is he chayv chatos? So the Tais Rosh says no. There's other chiyuvim over here by kar v'hita. The Tais Rosh says it's bishul. when he puts the flame next to the oil, we mat it. So the flame next to the oil is mevashel the oil. So Mario, it's a very big chiddush over here. There's a famous, you do it, some sefer says a bishul bas b'cholov. Bishul is not that when you take a dish and you cook it and you're able to eat it. Even if you burn something and it's gone, that's a bishul on the thing also. So he says my bas b'cholov. That has the same bishul, but because Chassam Sofer says on Shabbos, lo yishamanu, it's not doim to melech samishkan. There's no chiv on bishul when the davar is miskala, when it finishes, when it's gone. That's not called it. When you burn something, that's not called a bishul. The bishul is when you cook something that makes it right to eat. But when you got rid of it, when you just lit it off and you burn it up, that's not called a bishul for Shabbos. Chassam Sofer says lo yishamanu, anyone ever said that's a bishul. So Zera Avram is married. Taisa Rosh says over here that is the chiv over here is out the bishul of the oil. But back to the Chazon Ish, who said that he had to write down what it was because the only one in Chayv is Shabbat based Mikdash, that was because this Machlaikas of Havar Lav or Lechalik. But if you say it's Bishol, so for sure it'll be Chayv. So they say it could be because the Bishol will be Ein Tzrich L'Gufa. So it's going to be told what they're going to pass in the Gabi Ein Tzrich L'Gufa, like Shabbat based Mikdash, or pass in the Kabbutah of Shimon. Taisus Ma'ir, that the feed is another Nusuch here that Bishmal is Taka Kara Vihita, not just Bikish Lahatais. The Gemara doesn't ask, the Branch doesn't meet maybe Takola Yidei Tzadikim. The Gemara doesn't ask it over here. So Taisa is only midi d'achila because that's metamtem asalev. Here it's not midi d'achila. It's not a pshat because it doesn't that the Baruch Shem doesn't bring in takol of b'shoigig. But here it was a shtikal of pshia. It was a shtikal of his fault because he was kara lara neri. You know, so he had a cheshbon. He had a cheshbon. He wasn't afraid he's going to be kara. He's going to be matta. But on that we don't say the Baruch Shem maybe takol if even a tzaddik. But if he put himself into a matzah, he did something he wasn't supposed to do. So on that we don't say in a kosher baruch maybe takol. Right.